Live and exclusive. No TV station has this. No other radio stations. We're the only one who's been granted an interview. On her arrival, Renee Lawrence has just arrived back, just touched down, and she's heading to the domestic terminal from the international to catch a flight to Newcastle.
Now, if you don't know who Renee Lawrence is, she was the one that spent 14 years as part of the Bali Nine in Krabakan prison, and now she is home.
Not related to Laurie Lawrence. She was part of the Bali Nine, and she's with us right now. Do we call you Renee or Miss Lawrence? What is it?
Salama Pagi, Big Breakfast. You can call me Renee. Just Renee. It's great to be back. I tell you what, when they were loading me onto that Garuda flight out of Bali, I just thought, Jesus, I wasn't as scared for 14 years in prison. Garuda, you don't know. But at least it wasn't a Lion airline, so I'm back. Touchdown.
You're just passing through because you've landed.
Yeah.
Landed here. Why are you going to Newcastle?
Renee sounds quite emotional.
It's just great to have you back, Renee.
Renee,
overcome with emotion.
Lawrence, why Newcastle? Why are you going to Newcastle? What's the link?
Catch up with the Johns brothers, Maddie and Joey. Just love the boys.
Mitchell Pearce.
A lot. Universe. Mitchell Pearce.
Anyway, once I'm back, you know, what do you do when you get back? Go into a pub, have a beer that's not a bintang. Someone offers me a bintang again, I'll punch their front teeth out, I tell you what. I'll tell you a couple of things I won't be doing. I won't be eating chicken satay ever again. I'll put a skewer through somebody's eyeball if they offer me peanut sauce.
Okay.
Well, Renee, I've hardened up a bit since I've been in prison, obviously.
Renee, why are you shaved your head? Well, is that all?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. After being in an Indonesian prison, about year five, you wake up every morning, someone says, do you want braids in it? And you just think, I'm going to shave this off. Listen, mate, I don't want to buy your wood carving. I've been in here for 6 years. I say no every day. You can give us a massage if you want. Okay. I'm not paying you that.
Okay.
Are you aware that while you've been coming home, there's been people signing deals to make a telly movie and series? Do you...
Yeah. Well, you know, a couple of ways. I'm going to be auditioning for Wentworth later on.
But
I'm
going to
be playing Renee Lawrence.
Oh, no. But have you heard about Mick Molloy or Russell Crowe vying for playing you in the telly movie?
No, I have. I've had some contracts put in front of me and asked who I'd like to play me. But I think I'd go for Russell Crowe. I mean, he's a great actor. And Mick Molloy looks too much like a middle-aged lesbian to play me.
That's true. What about Lawrence Mooney, Renee? How do you feel about Lawrence Mooney playing?
Oh, there's a couple of things I'd like to do with the Moon Man. They don't include making a film.
All right. He's got a problem.
Not too fast, not too slow.
Same speed. He's the same speed sort of guy.
Okay.
Now, hey, is there anything you've just found out? You've been in jail for nearly 14 years. Is there anything about the world you've found out? Like, and you just went, my God, we've had 7 prime ministers in that time.
Have we? I don't know. Mobile phone technology is pretty cool.
It is, yeah. iPhones.
No. Yeah, I've been in a prison. I haven't been on the moon, mate. Jesus.
Okay, Renee Lawrence. It's wonderful to have you back in Australia.
All questions done now, people.
Yeah. Have a job. What are you going to do for work?
Just labour. Just dig ditches or something.
Okay. Thanks, Renee.
Do a bank job, probably. See ya.
Bank job.